The bills are sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff and would create new standards for licensing private police organizations. Michigan already has 14 private police groups, mainly for schools and hospitals. Roy Taylor works for Blue Ridge Public Safety in North Carolina, a private police agency, and testified in support of the bill. He says private police forces help support public law enforcement and provide enforcement on par with public institutions.
The notion that they're subpar and they're bullies with badges and guns is just not the case.
But Kimberly Budden with the ACLU of Michigan says she worries that private police officers aren't accountable to the public, and the bills would give private companies immunity to Freedom of Information Act requests.
It's not going to be possible for the public to even gain access to the documents or their practices and policies unless they choose to make that information available. Ultimately, when we have policing power without adequate accountability, it's really extremely dangerous to our society.
Budden says she worries that by privatizing safety, it could make public safety something only wealthy communities can afford. Taylor, with Blue Ridge Public Safety, says there is a process for filing complaints to keep police accountable, and private police services are relatively affordable. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.